Hello, and welcome to the second episode of My Opinion Means Nothing. And this week, as like last week, I am joined with my friend Philippe Odion.
Hello, Corey. You alright?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you doing?
I'm not bad on this fine afternoon.
Do you mean evening?
It's afternoon, evening. Depends where you are in the world.
Touché. Touché. So, how's your week been?
Yeah, it's been okay, thank you. Just been preparing for my show that's coming up, the Field Theatre we mentioned.
Oh yeah. I was so mesmerised by your speak about Field Theatre that I had to go and see it for myself, and it was absolutely amazing.
Yeah, what did you think of the what stood out for you?
To me, there was these juggling balls you had, and like when you switched them on, they were like all fixed colours, like say red, blue.
The glow in the dark, like the light up
juggling balls. Yeah. Red, blue, orange. But then as you were juggling them, they were like fading into different colours.
Yeah.
So it looked like you were throwing all different coloured balls all the time. It was crazy.
I was actually, in fact, throwing loads of different coloured balls around. I had 16 balls in the end.
16?
In the end, yeah.
I'll swear down.
I wanted to keep it up. I wanted to keep it up until, No, it's just, it does, it's just kind of there. An illusion that would it's cool.
No, I thought it was a really cool illusion. I really liked the whole glow in the dark effect. I really liked the fact that I was brought in to be an honorary cast member, and I was allowed to. I was asked to hold a prop. I said, "Corey, do you wanna hold a prop?" And I was like, yeah, man, of course. I love to be involved. They needed an extra person, and I was the extra guy.
You stepped up.
Yeah.
You did well. I haven't seen prop holding like that, done like that, in a while. Like,
I was really thinking about going into it professionally.
I think some would say, like, that was almost like your lost tape. That was almost legend. I nearly said it. Almost.
You mean like, do you think there's
on a level with Corrupt's lost tape, I'd say. At least on that level.
Oh man. That tape, man. I really enjoyed that tape. Like Corrupt FM.
Shouts to Corrupt
FM. Yeah, that's what I was about to say. Shouts to Corrupt FM. I really loved the lost tape. It was a journey. That's what I can say about it.
It was the way it felt like. It really was a kind of a set that they'd put together. You know how Steve's, he records, you know, and it really was like another kind of an episode, but from the side when, you know, when the camera says cut and they're not recording the documentary anymore and they go to just their real radio station, this is what it would be like if you locked in to Corrupt FM.
That's exactly it. It's
like, was it 108.2? That's off the top of my head. I'm going to have to look it up, but that's off the top of my head.
They were shouting out the phone number. I want to know what happens if you call the phone number, like, does it go to a hotline that says, like, yeah, you've reached the voicemail? Because they were saying that if they get a certain amount of missed calls, then they release the single.
Oh, yeah.
Guys, today being Sunday the 19th of November, today is International Men's Day. Did you know that, Philippe?
Yes, I heard about that today, actually.
Yeah, so did I.
I thought it was quite interesting. I only heard it from one person.
So did I, and that person was a woman.
I didn't really know. It didn't really change.
It didn't change anything to me.
I guess. It's another day.
Yes, it is.
I mean, it could be.
It could be
that day every day.
Yeah.
Like, it could be Men's Day every day, Women's Day every day. Every day that they have for specific things, it should be that day every day.
Why does there have to be a specific day for, like Mother's Day? Like, why can't Mother's Day be every day?
Like, I understand if there's, a history behind it and what we're remembering or whatever, but it doesn't, like, it's not changing things now, I guess.
Not at all.
So maybe, should they just not exist anymore?
What, like, Remembrance Days? So you're
Depending on how recent they are. So, like, if it's within, say, 500 years, it's okay.
So, like things like St. George's Day, or St. Patrick's Day, or like things like that, we shouldn't have days off for those. Those days shouldn't exist.
Well, I'm just questioning certain, like, okay, days that we can't really remember or we can't really trace back as to why. I don't know. I'm just thinking about it.
I was just asking the question. I was playing.
Maybe, yeah, maybe.
Devil's advocate.
Maybe, I don't know. Like.
An interesting point you've made there.
It's interesting.
What else did I have? You were the first person actually that brought me onto this whole selling your virginity business.
Oh, was I? You saw my ad, damn. I thought I buried that deep, far enough into the internet.
I mean, you were speaking about a YouTube video that you watched and you were telling me about it. And then I was scrolling down my Facebook feed last week and like this story popped up and I was like, oh, that's pretty cool. Like, Philippe was talking about this. Let me delve in deeper into this. So I read about this 19-year-old who sold her virginity for $2.9 million.
$2.9 million.
Which is, it's like in English money, it's like 2.2 million. But still, $2.9 million.
That's a hell of a lot of money. Imagine the things you could do with that money. Like, imagine if you wanted to, like, invest that and, I don't know, sit on a little bit of it so you can keep yourself going, but invest a vast majority of it.
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't need to work again if you were smart enough.
That's true. With,
you know,
like,
where you were putting your money.
Invest in cryptocurrency.
Bitcoin, that kind of thing, yeah. If you jumped on that.
Litecoin.
Like, imagine if you had, even if you put a million of that into Bitcoin just before it even came big, right? And it became big now.
Like,
you wouldn't need to work if you kept smart investments like that.
Just invest in Bitcoin or like cryptocurrency property in general, man.
Property is always a good one to invest in. Property is a
good investment, yeah.
Like, always.
So, like, the highest bidder who bidded this $2.9 million.
Corey's laughing because whilst you're speaking, I went on, I typed in Google what we were talking about, the selling virginity. And it just so happened that there was a website that was kind of mentioned in a lot of the a lot of the articles. I thought I'd have a look and see what it was saying. And it's called virginswanted.com.au. So it's an Australian site. I just wanted to see how legit this really was. She said 2.9 million. And I was like, but surely these companies must be making something big out of this. Surely, like,
and
there must be something linked to them.
Right, I'm gonna try and finish now.
So yeah, I guess because it just came up, Virgins Wanted. Oh,
it's the whole image is quite.
It's tailored well. The image that you see first, straight on the screen, is a girl. Well, a guy with like well dressed with jeans, smart casual.
Yeah.
And a girl. Kind of naked, covering herself with her hands, and a big sold sign over her. Sold sign,
yeah. And then...
So it's a... Yeah. It's a bit ancient, but up-to-date ancient, if you know what I mean.
Like, yeah, I'm just saying you need to go to what's the website?
Virginswanted.com.au.
Yeah, so go I think to it's that an Australian website, sign. And then look at the...
They've got a YouTube... Vimeo, I think that is, Facebook, Twitter. Oh,
this is legit.
Like, I don't know what that symbol is for.
That's Instagram.
I don't have Instagram.
Exactly.
Watch the trailer, watch the full documentary. I'm not going to watch the full documentary, but if you guys want to, you can follow the link up and watch the documentary on there. And there's a trailer.
Okay. So the highest bidder was... an Abu Dhabi businessman, and the second highest bidder was supposedly a Hollywood actor.
And I'm guessing they're not going to say.
No, it didn't say who. It didn't. Not at all. It didn't say who. But she said that she used the money to pay her college fees, buy a house, and go traveling all around the world. And she said that selling her virginity, she saw it as a form of emancipation.
Yeah, form of getting herself free and free, doing what she wants to do.
Able to do whatever she wants to.
And she's right. She can, like we said, you can invest and you can do whatever kind of. Passions or hobbies she actually has. She can go and do whatever she wants to go and see in the world. Or
wherever she can go she and do it.
As long as she keeps smart on her investments, she doesn't run out of money and doesn't misspend or like
overspend
unnecessarily.
Of course,
you know, keep herself afloat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, interesting. But I'm still intrigued as to how much these companies make. Like, they must... Because she didn't just go, I don't know, post herself on Google and just go. She went to an actual site.
Yeah, I guess it would be like...
So these things actually exist. Like, there's actually people still... There's people selling their virginity. Like, this is a thing.
This is a thing now to the point that we're seeing it in everyday media or... Our everyday media, as in YouTube and social media.
So this could have been going on for a while, but it just hasn't been.
Like, with everything, really, until it becomes socially
has
media.
Has it got bigger now because of it, do you think? Probably. Like, more people are likely to do it, more girls are likely to do it now.
I guess more girls will see it as a possibility, because I guess... These girls are doing it and they technically, they're making millions from it, and they do now have this financial freedom or whatever freedom to do whatever they want with this money that they've made from it. So,
is it safe though? Because there was that, I I think it was this morning or whatever, where a girl was saying that she'll just fly around to wherever in Europe, as long as the guy will pay like 2 million or whatever it was.
But then she doesn't know.
But she doesn't know, she, like, doesn't matter who it is, where they are, like.
That's kind of mad though.
Surely there should, is there some like security with this person, or is it
that's
like,
what I mean, does it come with the website? Yeah. Does, how does, how
we've
are they
seen Taken, like, yeah, unless how, you have Liam Neeson as a dad, you've got to be thinking about these things.
I like, guess maybe they're not really thinking about that and they're just thinking about the money, because anyone
clearly, think, well clearly they're thinking about the money because that's why they're there. They wouldn't be doing it if it wasn't for the money. Like, that, I'm guessing that's really their reason. They're like, wow, if I can make money out of it.
Yeah.
I'll
do it. And then I'll, give it to anyone, and then I'll be free.
Yeah. Then I can do what I want with the money that I want to do.
I guess it's not everyone's cup of tea, but I guess, what's the words? Like, everyone kind of equates things to their level of morally acceptable.
Yeah, yeah. It's what everyone's like.
Yeah, everyone's different.
Different opinions.
Yeah.
Whatever they deem as acceptable is kind of what they're going to go with. Ah, it's a strange one.
Yeah.
I don't know.
On another note.
Oh yeah.
I was reading the what's the magazine? NME. The music magazine.
Oh yeah.
I got it on Thursday morning. I remember because there was like Justice League.
Oh, I haven't seen. I have not seen that film yet. Like yeah, I need to see that film.
I need to see Justice.
I heard some mixed reviews about it though.
So have I. I heard it was like funny and it was good, but then other people said it wasn't good. What's this? Oh, I thought it was the Dial Justice League trailer.
I'm gonna just to get right out of the actions. Spoke out my actions what I'm doing.
But anyway, in the NME magazine, I was looking through, there was a section, I can't remember what it was talking about, but I just got fixated on the part they were talking about. It had different people's jobs, and then it had a name, and I think it was the songs they were listening to at the moment or something. But one of the guy's jobs, he was an emoji translator.
A what?
An emoji translator.
An emoji trans. What are you translating? the emoji symbols into what? Into other languages.
I mean, I looked it up, and it says, "Well."
I'm confused.
It says basically the role will involve explaining cross-cultural misunderstandings in the use of mini pictures and complying a monthly trends report.
In English?
So basically, I guess they'll an emoji will come onto their desk and they'll say, what do you think this means? And give it a name, and
they'll have to describe
it, but probably it'll be more in depth, so they probably have to describe it properly in depth, and then
as to what it actually looks like to them.
Yeah,
but that's,
isn't that kind of subjective?
Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to say. It's unique to the person. That's, if I looked at a certain emoji, I might say, oh, that emoji looks like chocolate ice cream with some eyes on it. But to other people, that might look like a poop emoji cone.
But I guess at the same time, when I first saw, like, do you know, like, the laughing emoji cone, like, we use, like, the crying.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, when I first, like, I didn't have emoticons for a long time. Like, I couldn't upgrade my phone. Because, like, I didn't have data. Not data as in data from your plan, but data as in I had too many apps.
Oh, okay.
So I didn't know what to delete to upgrade my phone. So, like, all my friends were showing all these emoticons and I was getting, like, the question mark. And then, like, when I got the emoticons, I was just, like, everyone was using, like, the crying laughing face as the laughing face. So I was just like, oh, I guess this is the laughing face. But I didn't really look at it and just think maybe it could be used for something else.
That's true. I mean, it could be. It could be, like, hysterically crying, I guess.
Yeah, but because it's been used so much as the laughing face, so I guess it's just the laughing emoticon now.
Yeah, it's like, it's the over-laughing, though. Yeah. It's like laughing so much that you're crying.
Like,
hilariously laughing.
Yeah, I can't remember the anagram rolling all over the floor.
Yeah.
Roll, laugh, oh, or something,
yeah. Yeah. Yeah, Rolf,
something like that,
yeah. So, speaking of, like, I guess it's time for...
The review of Justice League trailer.
Yeah.
I would love to see... Is the sound on?
Well, I'm about to turn it up now. I just wanted to make sure you were ready for...
Yeah. No sound.
Got a technical.
Technical difficulties.
Technical hitches.
Yeah.
Right, the Justice League trailer.
Cool. Warner Brothers, DC. Okay.
So some fields. Oh, we've got some fields and a ginger woman.
And she's looking out.
Blue eyes looking out.
Oh, and there's a guy.
Is this Superman in a cornfield?
It could be Superman.
His chest, and yes, it is. It's Cavill. Yeah.
Take that as a yes.
Yeah.
Take that as a yes. It's Superman. Yeah.
Round Q.
The ring.
Lord of the. Oh, okay. So, a woman dropping some ashes? Someone, she buried someone.
But she wasn't really there. Oh, she's remembering.
Yeah. She wakes up, and it begins. New York City.
No, because remember
Daily
Superman...
Daily Planet.
Remember, Superman died in Batman versus Superman, innit?
When does this take place, then?
I guess after that point, because Superman isn't in it, I don't think.
Oh, yeah.
Cause he's dead. Batman killed him, innit?
So the aliens are coming.
Yeah.
And something dark is coming. Oh, Batman's here. Something's darker. This November.
Okay.
So it's...
What's already out, yeah.
That's the moment.
Shit.
Oh, Wonder Woman. Cyborg. Flash. Jason Momoa. Tass it up. On the Batmobile.
See, blowing exactly. He's replacing Superman right now. Aquaman, come on.
It's going to be a massive... Yeah, there's just going to be a fight between all of them first, and then they unite together to fight some... I don't know who the bad guy is in this. If you seek his monument, you're in the forest. And more fighting people in the sky. Aquaman in the sky.
Did he
fly? Oh no, Cyborg's carrying him.
Oh, okay.
Cyborg's throwing him around. Okay. Throwing Jason Momoa whilst he's throwing a trident. Wow.
I was gonna say, how did Aquaman fly? Kind of sounds like Gossip.
Batman looked hard in this with his Batmobile.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, he hasn't come out of it yet, but Justice League.
Oh,
was funny little, like, I enjoyed that.
Yeah, man.
They lift your spirits at the end of a trailer. Just
that's to, what I mean.
Though. That was the official Heroes trailer, though. That wasn't the extended trailer, which was like 8 minutes long.
Oh, or something. Like that.
That was the 3:13 official Heroes trailer.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
Only for Heroes.
On the Warner Brothers Pictures YouTube channel, yeah.
Yeah.
Cheese, official like that. They got the tip. I didn't even know YouTube did that.
Yeah.
Ah.
It's all official. But yeah, clearly they're bringing out like a lot of things.
Rampage.
That was gonna be the next one I was gonna put on. I've heard about this one, but I haven't watched it yet deliberately.
In a bit.
Because.
In a bit.
But before, yeah. just. Shout out back again to
Corrupt FM.
Corrupt, because
this was a panger. Jeez, that's like
this is their tune as well. That's the original, like. Something like that, like, and it's exactly that. It's something like that. I was trying to sing it earlier, and I was like, it's something like that, but nothing like that. And it was something like that. But this is what it actually is. Like, that album was so clever, so clever. Like, Chubuddy G's
intro.
Like, he's hilarious. He's one of my favourite characters. The way they've made him... Because I thought he wasn't even going to be part in it of it. Like, when I heard Lost Tapes, you sent me the link, and I was like, Corrupt FM have got
but that was an like album. That was like the first track. It said Chubuddy's intro. No,
but I didn't... Before I heard it, when I saw it, I thought, Chubuddy's G's not going to be in this. It's just going to be them, you know, a radio thing. And then I realised, when I listened to it, Chubuddy G is... He's their manager or whatever, so he's got his jingles. It's so clever, a way to just throw in that character in there. Because he doesn't sing or he doesn't have any other audio input apart from his jokes and his banter. So they threw him in there in a nice way. I enjoyed that. Like, Chubuddy G.
Do you know what? I think, because you got the topic of films up here, do you know how you were talking about you were flipping... Orient, Murder on Orient Express. How you dislike remakes. And you're like, what's the point of remakes? Like, because, like, the original was so good and it was set in time. Like, why would they remake it and make it possibly worse? But I haven't seen Murder on Orient Express. I've heard good things about it, actually. But then
I've heard some good things about it. I might give it a try.
Because I haven't seen the original, so this is be the first time
I'll ever see
Murder on Orient Express. This is new to me.
You're gonna enjoy it then, either way.
Exactly.
Like, because it's a great story. So you'll enjoy it.
Fantastic. I've got much to see. And then there was a Blade. Blade was on last night.
Oh, I love that trilogy. The Blade trilogy is great.
Blade is hard. But do you know how Wesley Snipes...
Wesley Snipes.
He is kind of like... the black version of...
The black Van Damme, man.
Yeah, you know, that's how I was about to say.
He's the black Van Damme.
He is.
Like, he kicks ass, man. His moves, when I was seeing them yesterday. Because we watched the... what was that Van Damme on Amazon?
Jean-Claude Van Johnson.
That, when you showed me that on Amazon, I was so happy he showed me that. It's hilarious. I cannot... When he was doing the moves in that, and then I watched... Blade, I was like, Wesley Snipes has got it.
Yeah.
He's got this. He's got the same style down. Like, he can do all of that. Like,
Exactly.
That's
what I mean. Like, but since we're on the topic of remakes, yeah.
Yeah.
And like, I guess Blade is such a cult classic. If like, for example, like years and years in the future, they're gonna have to remake Blade, like an update to like whatever futuristic life they're living. Like they're gonna have to do it. Like, you know, they're gonna do it, right? So like, but say like that future was now, and we have the current actors we have. Who would replace Wesley Snipes and be like the new Blade?
I would, well, right now I would say, but I would say there's no need.
I know there's no need. I'm just,
because if you want, because if someone wants to see the story of Blade, then you should just watch the original three. Unless they're continuing, like they're saying Blade 4, part 4, the next.
Okay. Or like, then that's what the question is. Who in this hypothetical world of Blade 4, if Wesley Snipes was like, you know what? Three Blades is enough for me, and
I'm stepping out. What should I do? Like, okay,
who would play Blade?
What I would say, the storyline,
yeah,
would go something along the lines of Blade has stepped down, he's retired, he's not in the game no more,
mm-hmm.
right? And someone has stepped up to replace that gap, they start with there's no, so it requires someone to step up for some reason, and then. Whoever can play that character, who can fill in, but then Wesley Snipes pops in as Blade,
okay.
just to, like a cameo. He does his little bit to help out the person.
Fair enough.
Shows them the true.
No one can replace Wesley Snipes.
I don't think so.
Blade. Fair enough.
Don't think so.
Fair enough. Ran.
But like, just something that popped up now. On IMDb, Jumanji. They're doing that. I haven't seen it.
Haven't you seen the trailer?
I've seen the trailer though. It's amazing.
Like Jack Black.
I know.
Kevin Hart. Oh.
It's not actually. It's not out yet. Though,
I know it's not out, but like the cast. Okay.
Just making sure. I've seen the trailer. I haven't seen much more than that. I've seen a fair few trailers.
Oh, Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
I was gonna say that this is how you do a remake. You don't remake the remake. You just
do a new film.
You do a new story from the same world or the same ideals. Like, you can call it Jumanji, and then it's Welcome to the Jungle. So it's not the same Jumanji, but it is about Jumanji. It's about the world. It's about the game. Like, they're very smart about it because they've managed to throw in Dwayne Johnson and Kevin Hart, who together are like the perfect combo.
Yeah.
Then you've got Jack Black, who's a timeless legend, who's always funny. Like,
he is indeed,
hats off to him. I don't know how he does it. And then you've got Karen Gillan, who everyone who watches Doctor Who will know who she is anyways. She's a great actress. And, like, perfect in the mix, because I don't want to spoil it if most people have seen the trailer now.
But, I hope so, yeah.
Like, their idea of upgrading Jumanji to making it a game, like a computer game, sorry, rather than a board game, like.
Because that's genius. Like it's modern. It's modern. It's realistic. It's relatable. That's the word I was looking for.
So that kind of thing I love in like remakes.
Yeah,
that,
of course.
That would make a good. That's gonna be a good film. That's gonna be a top film, unless somehow they manage to really screw it up. Oh, okay. Apparently they're redoing a Van Helsing movie. The plot is unknown, but it's so far they know it's starring Channing Tatum. This is from IMDb, so it's got to be official. But
mad.
So far they know Channing Tatum is going to be starring in it. So that's interesting. Expendables, apparently, is going to be another film that they're going to make another.
I don't see
a crew of tough women band together to form a team of mercenaries.
Okay.
So this time it's okay. I just realized I've misread that.
What?
It's not Expendables. It's Expendables. It's a female version of Expendables.
Play on the same words there. It's great.
So yeah, there might potentially be some interesting remakes coming out in the like you said, Mortal Kombat, they're going to do a film of, apparently.
A new one.
Yeah. Well, these are all films that are in the
Police Academy.
Yeah, I was just getting to that. A reboot of the comedy franchise. I'm not sure
about how I feel about that.
Complete reboot.
A complete reboot, like, alright.
So,
It's from the same. Okay, I'm interested to watch it then.
It'd be interesting. Time Cop. I was just about to say it. Time Cop. When he said, when we were talking about that.
Time Cop. You've got great taste in movies there.
Thanks. Well, my name is Philippe, so. Philippe would say Time Cop is better than.
he would indeed, yeah.
the Looper. God. Oh, that's one film I've been waiting for. Triple X, Return of Xander Cage. Because there was another Triple X film that came out with Ice Cube, and it was okay, but it wasn't Vin Diesel's Triple X. Yeah. And now, 2017, that's this year.
I quite like the Ice Cube one.
I haven't even seen that. Did that come out already?
What?
And it's got a 5.2 rating. Okay, maybe it won't be that good.
Hey. I need a sound effect for my next section. We called it the new title of it is Office Icebreakers.
Icebreakers.
Yeah, man. But
okay.
But it's like I guess the random facts section.
Oh, the random facts section.
Yeah, okay. Because you could use these random facts in the office or at, I guess, university or college or school, I guess, anywhere that you're at, and they could work for you. Like, it's a cool. What the fuck was that?
I tried to throw in the sound effects of, like, something crackling or something, like, at the fire, you know when you're at the. You're trying to say something at work and you're like, I've got, like, the knowledge to spread, but it didn't.
Okay, like, you work on that while I'll say my first random fact.
Go for it.
Right. The first random fact is, let's say it this way around. We are 1% shorter in the evening than we are in the morning.
Oh. Say that again?
We are 1% shorter in the evening than we are in the morning.
The evening than we are in the morning?
Yeah. I can explain it because I've done research on the point.
Go for it. That's interesting.
So, like, basically, the reason why we're taller in the morning than we are in the evening is because during the day, the activities that we do, the cartilage in our knees and other areas slowly compress.
Oh, that sounds painful.
But
we obviously won't feel it.
Yeah, of course. But like when you go to sleep, your cartilage like rests back to what it normally is like.
Mm-hmm.
So, on average, we're about 1 centimeter taller in the morning than we are in the evening.
That's so weird to think. Like, I shrunk during the day. So, if you want to get yourself measured for an outfit,
yeah,
you should measure yourself at the time of day, roughly, you think you're going to be wearing it.
Yeah, pretty much.
If your height hasn't changed, if you've, like, fully grown now and you're, like...
Yeah, but from the sounds of things, it sounds like it happens, like, just in general. Like, we're just 1% shorter in the evening than... And then... In the day, we grow 1% taller. taller.
That's... I mean, you wake up in the morning thinking, oh, I'm a little bit taller than I was at home. Well, you have.
You have, indeed. You have. That's why you feel like that, because you have. You have indeed grown. 1% taller, but still taller.
All right, what about... How does this sound?
Okay.
Oh, it didn't. That's shredding some papers at work.
Like maybe if like you could have the sound effect in the background, and then like you say like office, what did I call it? Office icebreakers or office convo or office banter or like you okay. get
like office banter.
Yeah. I like, guess that works.
Or like, I don't know. Office banter.
Yeah.
And then you can start the segment.
And so my next random fact is on average, we breathe about 8.5 million times a year. Yeah.
I feel like you've accomplished something this year. What have you done? New Year's, I look back, yep. I accomplished something. Wow, that is... That's hard to think.
Yeah, man. That's what I mean.
The body's great. The body's...
And we do this all without thinking or... Like, I'm breathing right now and I'm not planning to breathe or it's not something
no.
to...
You just it's do it just, automatically.
Yeah, it just happens.
Body knows. It just kicks in and it's like, I've got to breathe, if not I'll die. I guess it just knows.
I guess. The body's smarter than we know, you know.
It is.
How much of the brain do we use?
Less than 10%, isn't it? 10% of the brain we use?
There's so much that we haven't unlocked yet, man. I believe humans can fly, personally. We just haven't unlocked the knowledge on knowing how to fly yet. Maybe we had wings one day.
Evolution. That's a whole different
argument. You know what I'm saying? Evolution, we lost the wings, and then, like, because those guys back in those days, they didn't need the wings, but nowadays, I could do with some wings, you know? Other than the ones I'd be eating.
Oh, that's funny.
And my final random fact is 1111111 times 1111111. I'm saying a lot of ones.
I've miscounted how many ones you said now.
All right. There's 9 ones.
Mm-hmm.
So 9 ones on each side. No, sorry, 9 ones times 9 ones.
Yeah.
Equals 1.234567 8.
Oh, it just keeps going.
9 8 7 6 5 4 3 2 1.
Ah.
Yeah.
Wow. So 9. So.
Like, look at that. That's what I was trying to say out loud. But, like.
So. 1,000. So 111,111.
Yeah.
Times 111 million. Yeah, the number looks weird when you look at the way they've written it out here. Yeah.
So I'll just say 111 million.
111,111 times 111,111,111 equals 1.234567 8 9 8 7 6 5 4 3 2 1.
Yeah, that.
Maths. Quick maths.
Quick maths.
Something we have?
Yeah, man. See how fast I got that.
Big Shaqs will be proud.
Exactly. I got the number right. I said all the ones. And then I got my translator to translate what I was trying to say.
Oh, that's tickled me. That's really funny.
That's my last random fact for the office icebreakers or banter or conversation.
Yeah. I don't know. We're going to have to fix like a proper, I don't know.
Segment title.
Office conversations. Something
yeah.
like that.
Yeah, yeah. Like, something okay. like that, yeah.
We'll have to
save
these kind of things.
After this random information we've been thrown into the air.
Mm-hmm. Random information. I just didn't have the same, I needed a sound effect for it. Sorry, you've pressured me now into putting sound effects in, so I feel like I have to step up to this pedestal you've given me.
You've given the pedestal for all co-hosts now. All co-hosts needs to add, like, flipping sound effects, like whether you're making it off a computer or it's self-made. That'd be great, man. Anyway, we can go and talk about games.
Games. Game section. That wasn't even loud enough. Like,
game section.
Yes. Clash Royale.
Such a
I can't
game.
Say that name enough. Wait, sorry. Game section. Clash Royale. Clash. It's. Do you know what theme tune actually needs? It's that Supercell sound effect.
I don't know.
You know when you load up Clash Royale?
Yeah, yeah.
And, like, it has that, come on, even the listeners at home will know, that sound that comes on when you first load up the game.
Da-da-da.
Yeah.
Dun-dun-dun-dun.
And then, yeah, you've got the different ones depending on if it's Clash Royale, Clash Clans, but, Clash Royale is just, like, Clash Royale.
Yeah.
It's amazing. It's so fun. It's best game that's available to get on your phone.
To play with other people, yes.
Oh,
yeah, it's a
free app as free, well. Free, yeah. Like,
I mean, you can buy things, but there's...
Yeah, there's in-app purchases.
Why, man? You can just get it yourself it's so by much playing, more fun man. It's more fun,
feel like you've achieved something.
Yeah,
there's daily challenges you can do on there.
Exactly.
Like... You can join up clans with your mates or have a clan on your
speaking
own.
Speaking of clans,
or...
right? I've got, like, one other person in my clan. I need other clan members. My clan name is Positive Vibes, but you spell positive with two Fs. Sorry, two Ss, because it's positive and... what was it?
You just said positive vibes.
Positive vibes. No. I had a meaning for this, but I've forgotten the actual meaning of it. But maybe the reason why there's two S's is it was just a, generally it was just a typo. I'm not going to lie. Until you told me that I spelled it with two S's, I generally thought I spelled it correctly. Like, so, I mean...
Well done, Corey. You managed to spell it. I'll do that again for you. Well done, Corey. You managed
thanks.
To...
Yeah, thanks, man. Thanks.
But no, it's fine, because that means you're the only one
exactly.
spelled like that. So if someone needs to find you...
Yeah, you can find me. And also, what I'm saying about my clan is, like, I don't judge about points or, like... Obviously, you know you have to have a minimum number of points. I'm sorry about that, but, like... Like, anyone can join my clan, like, it's positive vibes, isn't it? So, like if you join, like, I'll make you an elder, straight up like that. Like, you don't have to work hard. I donate cards, like, I just want some other clan members, like, some other cool people there, like.
Straight donation to Elder. Straight away.
Yeah,
you walk
straight.
In, you're a regular member, and then all of a sudden, I'm an elder.
Yeah,
like,
man.
Wow. Okay.
Like, yeah.
Is there any other reason to, like... what about... can I become a co-leader? Like, can I just step up? Co-leader. Like, that's from elder. That's the next step up. Like, can I do that?
I'm not sure.
How much
man.
Do they have to do to prove?
I'm not gonna lie. Work? It's a dictatorship.
It's a dictatorship.
Yeah, like you can be you could be elders, but like there's only one leader. Like, why would we need a co-leader when there's a leader? Like, I'm not gonna be sick. I might not come.
That was just straight from co-leader, straight down to regular elder. But that's fine. That's yeah. fine because like. Yeah. So you just have to be someone who plays whenever you want.
Yeah.
They donate. They don't have to donate any amount, certain. If they want to donate, they donate.
No,
if
no,
they
of
don't
course
want to,
not.
They don't want to. And that's positive vibes with two S's.
With two S's.
Positive.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like that. I like that. Oh, well, my clan's full at the moment.
Yeah.
But
that's why
it's not my own clan. I joined someone else's
exactly.
clan. You've got your own clan.
The reason why I started my own clan was, right, I was in the clan, yeah. Philippe brought me on this clan that he was in, yeah.
Spamalot.
Yeah.
Big up Spamalot.
And because, like, I didn't have, like, enough points or, like, I didn't have the trophies that these, like, other hardcore players had, yeah. They kicked me out, innit? So
well,
I was...
certain clans have trophy limits and that kind of thing.
Fuck that, man. Fuck that, man. Like... The whole point, I was brought in by someone, like, I thought we were a clan, like, we togetherness.
The reason they kicked you personally, I think, was because the amount of donations, you've got to donate, you've got to be someone who gives cards as well as receives cards, you've got to also be a regular person who plays. At that point in the time when you were playing, at that point, you weren't a serious gamer on Clash. So you would only make an appearance like once a week or something, if that. So they were like, ah, oh, we need to save the space for someone who's going to be playing all the time and meeting those.
Fair enough.
Coins.
Well, basically.
Sounds childish. It is, but
because, and
it's
exactly,
a game.
And the childish
it's
fact
a game.
Is, like, when they kicked me out of the clan, I was like, fuck this shit. I'm going to just make my own clan, and then other people will join my clan, and then I'll be better than this clan at some point. But obviously, I need clan members to make that happen. So, if you want to be an elder,
scrap. Scrap, pat, pat, pat. Join. Join positive vibes.
Yeah. Man.
But I do really rate Clash Royale. They've come a long way in the past, like, year or whatever they've been, or 2 years they've been around.
And they've
even flipping,
got like a TV show you
yeah.
were showing me, like the cartoon yeah. that like the Simpsons creators are like involved in, and like there's like some of the voices from the Simpsons are in it. Like I heard Mo. I don't know who else is in it, but yeah. I heard.
There's quite a few. I don't know exactly the voice actors, but there's
yeah.
quite a few voice actors in there that are from the Simpsons that have done like Mo's. There's a few teachers from the Simpsons characters. They multi role.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But yeah, there's some of the same cast, the same writers, different animators. But it's a YouTube series. It's called Clash-O-Rama.
Okay. Clash-O-Rama.
And, well, Clash-A-Rama. So Clash-A, Clash-Rama. And yeah, it's just their little way of showing what the world is like if they're... creating a world out of the game, this is what it would look like. But it's set very much in...
The game.
So the world is the characters themselves that you play, that
yeah.
you put down. They have lives, they have families, they have a whole village that they attend. And when you're not playing, they've got nothing to do. They don't clash, they don't battle, they wait for you. And then you're back and they're like, yes, right, let's clash, boys. This is what we've been waiting for. Like, this poor hog rider was sitting down, he was like, yes, I want to be riding over training my son how to be a hog rider, but if there's no one playing, his son ain't hog riding nowhere.
That's true.
his hog staying home. He ain't hog riding.
It's like, I guess we're not hog riding today, boy.
Why aren't we hog riding today, father?
Well, usually the Clash guy, he's on here playing around this time, but today it doesn't seem
like... The Clash guy? The Clash God?
The Clash God, sorry.
I don't want to disrespect him. He sounds powerful.
Oh, he's very powerful. He gives us the meanings to ride the horse.
Ah, that's why his name is Clash Master 64. Wow. Makes sense, Father. Clash Master 64 must be an all-powerful being.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, son. He's a very powerful and almighty being, Clash Master 64.
Oh, looks like the app's being loaded and sun's come up and we're gonna clash. Yay! The master, he's come in.
All right.
So, was that him playing the game, I guess? Let's go and hog ride. Hog ride! And then they go out and do their thing. That's how I imagine it, anyway, would be.
That would be a brilliant thing. I mean...
I just wish the audience hearing could have heard what my imagining created with the voices and everything, but I guess maybe this new app that you installed would enable that technology.
Yeah, man. In the future. Like the...
My thoughts will just be able to...
Yeah, man.
The stories will have all the voices and everything put to it.
Like the way... The rate that technology is growing...
All I'm saying is the way I was imagining that boy's voice sounding, the voice actor who would have to do that would have to be dope. He would have to be an amazing... And the way I was imagining it anyway was, like, pretty well done. The father was good too, but... Just in my opinion, the way I heard it.
And once again, guys, we were just acting. I hope you thought it was good.
I'm supposed to say it. I'm supposed to just keep them guessing. What, did I have that new technology in my mind?
Sorry.
No, don't cut it. That's funny. But Clash-O-Rama, definitely check it out. Yeah, definitely. Man. Definitely check Clash-O-Rama out.
How long is an episode?
An episode's just over 10 minutes. I don't know how many episodes there are. I think there's 10 episodes. So it's like just over an hour.
It's a good watch.
It's nearly 2 hours worth of material. But 10 minute a watch, you can watch what? 3-4 of them in a sitting, do something. You could even watch, if you're watching a film... That's nearly all of that. It's a whole film right there, basically.
So you could watch it in a whole sitting.
Yeah, just while you're cooking your dinner, have it on in the background. While you're eating your dinner, watch it.
Oh, man. That's
when you're finishing putting your dinner up and you're cleaning up all your pots and pans, have it on, and by then you'll be done.
Yeah.
But I watched it.
It's a chill, man. It's a jam.
I'm waiting for the next series, to be honest. And it's free to watch on YouTube.
Yeah, man.
No excuse not to, really.
Yeah, man. YouTube aren't charging us yet.
Oh, they charge for all sorts of other videos, though, don't they?
Yeah.
Like, you try and watch an official, I don't know, anything YouTube now says you've got to pay to watch it. It's like,
I don't use YouTube that much. I
like YouTube. Because some of the things that's on there, just some of the trending things, are quite interesting. So, I like YouTube.
Oh, it's like...
Like Rick and Morty, the delicious taste of ice cream. It's like a mini... episode that they released just
on YouTube.
Like it's only 5 minutes something, I think. Oh, but it's cool. Really, really funny.
I need
like,
something to
but yeah, like
the gap.
So that's something that, you know, YouTube has. Grime Report.
No, that's cool. I do watch that. Yeah. I subscribe to that channel.
Conan. I like watching Conan on there. Bit of Coco. The Team Coco.
Is that what it's called officially?
Hashtag Team Coco, man. Team Conan. Cool. By Team Coco, which is, Conan's.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
I make Coco As in Conan. I saw the look on your face. but yeah.
Oh man.
So he's quite funny actually. He apparently worked on The Simpsons. Yeah, back in the day apparently he worked on The Simpsons. Don't know what role he had in it, but that's why I think he's so hilarious. Funny guy. And he meets a lot of celebs and does a lot of funny things with them. But yeah, there's just a lot of entertainment, so that's what I use it for, man.
Hey man, that and Reddit, okay. Man.
Yeah, Reddit's a great tool if you want to find out some random facts. Can we have
a random thing from Reddit?
A random thing from Reddit?
Leave.
Well, the thing is with Reddit is there's a lot of random stuff that doesn't really make sense, or they're things that you have to have watched, if they're like little videos or little things like that. There's something here that says the Empire Fries Back, which is quite funny. And it's basically someone who's got an egg that they've put in a frying pan, but it makes the Death Star.
Oh, yeah.
Perfectly. And I just thought that title was pretty snappy, like the Empire Fries Back. I like that. The Oriental Dwarf Kingfisher. It's just a photo of a bird, and it's a really, really beautiful looking bird. Really colourful. It's
pretty cool. Really colourful bird.
The Oriental Kingfisher. So that's Reddit. Okay. That's actually showing some nice stuff actually. I didn't even expect it. I'm not going to click on It's a Trap, a Boar, because it says It's a Trap, a Boar. And if I click on it, I'd have been like, why did I click on it? It said It's a Trap. It's just clickbaiting me to click on it because it says It's a Trap, a Boar. And it...
Can't you just click on it, though?
I can click on it if it's your laptop.
I guess I have to wait. Alright, man. Well, as it's the end of the show, right?
Yeah.
The last segment is going to be what grinds your gears. So, I'll give you my one because I couldn't really think of anything. I really tried to think of what really grinds my gears, and then I was just the fact that I couldn't think of what grinds my gears, that just pissed me off. So what grinds my gears is when you forget something. Like, it was like, do you know, like, you could be like really deep in a conversation and then someone says something and you're just like, oh yeah, and there was something else that I know, that something that's connected to it, and then it gets to you when it's your time to speak and you're just like, I don't remember now.
Yeah.
But and then you say to yourself, you're like, do you know what? Like, if it's really important, like,
it will come to
you. It'll come back to you. And then, like, it doesn't come back to you, like, for the next couple of days. And then it may be, like, maybe 2-3 weeks in the future and you're just strolling along and, like, something that's somewhat connected to it pops up and you're just like,
That's what it was. And it clicks.
That's what grinds my gears, man. That's it.
Okay.
What really grinds your gears?
Well, what really... grinds my gears... is... every time I do a sound effect on this and it gets a bit too loud at the beginning, I didn't realise it was going to be. What really grinds my gears sometimes is like when people bring up, like, how do I explain it? Like, so you know, when we were watching, last night we were watching The Night Before. That was the name of it, wasn't it? The Christmas. Night Before Christmas.
Right? Yeah.
And they bring back, like, an old track or something on the... I don't remember what the track was they were playing now on it, but he was playing it with the foot... with his feet on the keyboard, the foot keyboard, and they were all playing it.
Oh, yeah, right? yeah, yeah, yeah.
they cut the song.
And the best bit.
Yeah. They cut the song. And it was like, if you're going to do a song, and you, okay, the intro is great. Yeah, the intro is great. Don't get me wrong.
The Kanye West song.
Yes.
Da, da, da.
And it was proper popping, and it was getting into it, and it was like, yes.
Yeah.
And then it just ended, and the next scene came out, and I was like, oh. That just grinded my gears. And from that next scene, I wasn't really concentrating on the scene. I was still on the wave of the song. I was still like, oh, I wish they just continued this just a couple more bars into more bars. It. Like, that grinds my gears.
Movies do that a lot.
Like, they do. They do. But they only have time, don't they, to give you the flavour and to give you that nostalgia of what the beat maybe means to you or whatever. So. And you're like, oh yeah, I didn't expect them to do that, but if only they could have held that longer. So if movies don't do that, and they just held it a little bit longer, let it extend, but that grinded my gears. Just remembered it when you said it to me. I was like, oh, I have to explain to the audience the movie so they know exactly what moment it was. And
it's a great film though. It's a great film.
Oh, it's really funny. Really, really funny. If you haven't seen it, see it. The night before.
It's got Seth Rogen.
I love Seth Rogen. Is it a Point Grey? Point Grey is his company, Seth Rogen's company. I'm not sure. They're the ones that did like Sausage Party, Pineapple Express, I think it's his as well. But yeah, if that's his company, him and I think another guy owns it. But I'm not sure if it's them. But yeah, it's Seth Rogen and James Franco makes an appearance, obviously. It's got Joseph Gordon-Levitt in it. It's got Avengers, the black guy in Avengers.
Oh, yeah.
And he was also in Pain and Gain.
I'm not good with names.
Can't remember the actor's name, but yeah.
Yeah.
You'll know who I'm talking about if you've seen those two films.
But
it's got them.
I'm sorry to cut you off, man, but I do have to go. So thank you for listening to the second episode of My Opinion Means Nothing, because
it doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, man.
Hence why I got cut off. It means nothing. It doesn't matter. Like, we all know it. So why complain?
Yeah. Why complain? So if you enjoyed that, then woohoo! Well done, thank you. And that means if you're listening to on Apple Podcasts, subscribe, and also write a review, and I'll read it out on my next podcast.
If you didn't like it, though, they should mention what they didn't like about it and how maybe we could change it give us some positive feedback, and we'll try and like. Well, I'm assuming we'll try and tailor to everyone's accommodation.
Yeah.
And, like, try and...
Or I might read it and be like, your opinion means nothing.
It is what it is, and it says on the tin, isn't it?
You know. I forgot what else I was going to say. Subscribe, write a review if you like it, if you didn't like it, whatever, I want to hear it. If you have an opinion on something and you want it to be heard, let us know about it and we'll talk about it if it's decent enough. Yeah, man. Email it through to myopinionmeans@gmail.com. On every single social media link, like Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, you can find us at My Opinion Means. If you want to follow us or like us. Yeah, man. Check us out. Like, check out My Opinion Means Nothing, man.
Try to time it with My Opinion Means.
Ding, ding, nothing. Yeah.
Nothing. It's like, My Opinion Means.
Nothing. And we're out. Thank you and goodbye.
Bye.